First thing we're going to do when we get ready to disassemble the Mark 19 is we're going to one, make sure that the weapon is on fire. And by doing that, you have to look back here on the weapon. Very rear of the weapon right here is a fire and safe selector. Right now the weapon is on fire because I can see the F showing. Right, when it's on safe, you'll see an F showing. The next thing you want to do is go ahead and lift up on the top cover assembly. To do that, there is a latch on the left side. Turn it counterclockwise. Lift all the way up. And to make sure that the weapon doesn't have any rounds in it, we have to clear the weapon. To clear the weapon, you have to charge the weapon. And this requires a little bit of muscular strength. So you kind of have to adjust yourself according to your size and where the weapon is located. With it being on the table right here, what I'm going to do is use my chest as a stopping place and use my arms to pull it straight back. So the way it looks is like so. You're going to take one of the charging handles, and on the sides here, there's a push-in button right here. You must push that in for that levered move. And if you look, I pushed it in, it pulls up and down. To charge it, you got to make sure they both pull down. And if you look, I'm going to take both my hands and put it underneath, and then I'm going to adjust my body where I'm right on top of it, just like so. And to charge the weapon, all you've got to do is pull straight back. And it should lock. Once it locks in place, I'm going to look inside the weapon, and we'll look inside the housing area and make sure there's no rounds inside there. Do not put your fingers inside the weapon at any time, because this bolt may go forward and it will crush your fingers. Next thing you want to do, instead of just letting the bolt slam forward by pushing the trigger, I'm going to go ahead and ride it forward. First thing you do is you take one of the charging handles and make sure they're all the way forward and the charging handle's up. The other charging handle that you have back, you can grab a hold of, take your hand and hit the trigger here. Again, it has a butterfly trigger on it. You push on it and let it go forward. Notice I'm riding it forward, it's not slamming. And then I'll put it back up right there. Once I have it in place, I've verified the weapon's clear, I'm ready to start disassembly. To begin disassembly, first thing you do is you're going to need a tool, you're going to need the screwdriver. And the reason you need a screwdriver is you're going to take the weapon apart. And the first part you have to take off is on the left-hand side, located right here. All right, this right here is the back plate pin. To take that out, it doesn't require that you pry on it or anything. You put it just like I did here and make a slight turn and it'll pop out. Just about a quarter of an inch. And what you got to do to take it out is go ahead and pull it right out. And you can notice the back plate just fell back. It didn't fall out, it fell back. I'll go ahead and put that off to the side. And I'll take my back plate pin and lay it down for right now. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take my bolt and back plate assembly out. To take that assembly out, all you simply have got to do is with two hands, pull it out. You can hear one click. When you get ready to hear the second click, you need to put your hand underneath the bolt, because it is a heavy piece of equipment. And there goes your bolt right there. So you've got your bolt and your back plate assembly out. You just go ahead and take that and put it off to the side, because that's the farthest you're going to take that piece of equipment apart. You're not going to take it any further apart. Next thing you're going to want to do is go ahead and take your primary drive lever out. Your drive lever is located on the inside top of the weapon,